I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. If you're looking for insight to today's woman, the new novel, Fab, is required reading. It's a tale of single professional women in Los Angeles and New York. The book also offers some dating guidelines that may come in handy for the reader.
Number one, there must be an actual date to properly begin a relationship and set the correct precedent.
Number two, on this date, he must pay. No exceptions. If he doesn't have a lot of money, he needs to get creative. But I'm not even going to front and reach for my wallet during the initial 6-week probationary period. Most men who like to act foolish can't hide it for more than 6 weeks. Also, keep in mind that stingy with the tips equals stingy with the gifts.
That was Adrian Carter and Tracy Rochelle High. They're two of the four co-authors of Fab with Karen Batts Morrow and Tiffany Anderson. Carter says, like the characters in the novel, she and her colleagues have managed to stay close across miles and years.
It was sort of like through the miracle of the internet, we were able to get this thing written and compiled. Everybody was sort of in a different place, and each person would write a chapter and then email it to the other three to get feedback. You know, you'd sort of write your comments on it, and that's how things sort of worked out.
Now, Tracy, give me a sense, a thumbnail sketch of what the book is.
Four characters who have quite distinctive personalities. They met in college, have become fast friends. They've taken different paths in life, but their friendship keeps them together. And they really work through their problems in life, love, work, bouncing off each other to get ideas, to get support, to get love.
Now, Adrian, if a male wanted to see, peek behind the curtain, if you will, of four women when they get together and hear what they talk about, is this a good book to read?
Absolutely. I think the men that have read it so far have been like, wow, women really say these things and talk about these things. And I don't think we're that different from men. I think that the way we choose to talk to each other about things is a little bit different. We definitely get into the heart of things deeply.
How did you go about making sure that when you painted this book and the canvas, that men weren't perceived, all of us walking the earth, as dogs? How did you find the balance in making us believable without it being too much of a caricature of what men are perceived as?
Well, I think there are definitely, you know, strong men in the book. Roxanne has an uncle, her uncle Sebastian, that she actually goes to California to visit. He sort of rescues her when she's in the midst of this craziness, and she goes to stay with him, and he serves as a really fine example of a black man that's supporting her and loving her and encouraging her to be her best self. So for Roxanne, that's sort of her saving grace, her uncle Sebastian. You know, while you're a woman and you're dating, I think there are going to be lots of experiences with men who, you know, they start out with good intentions, but just because we're people and we want different things, things fall apart. So I don't think that any of the male characters are villains. I think that they, you know, are just trying to go through life getting what they want, and that doesn't necessarily coincide with what the women want.
Tracy, let me ask now, the four of you are evenly divided, two in New York, two in Los Angeles. Now, when you write a book and when you're developing these characters and looking at two cities, have you seen more similarities or more differences in developing characters and, quite frankly, amongst the four of you in terms of regionally and what that means to who you are?
Really, it was pretty fun, because what we did is we took places that we'd been and or wanted to go and tried to change them just to give them a little fictional flair. And the LA authors were able to put in real things that LA people might know about. We were able to put in a kind of feel and sense and vibe that New Yorkers might vibe well with. Took us several years to get the books from our computer to the shelves, and during that time we had to update what was new and what was hip, with whether it was clothes or places to go or eat.
There will be those who will suggest the market is saturated with this kind of story. What do you say to that?
I disagree with that. I think that, you know, part of our desire to write this book at the time is that we weren't finding books that were speaking to our experiences, and I think that there are plenty of women that read that are going through the same things that these characters are going through, that are going through the same things as the characters in the Gotham Diaries, Bling. So I don't think that people ever want to stop reading. So if you're constantly looking for something good to read that you can relate to, I don't think there's such a thing as too many of these books.
Well, the novel is entitled Fab, and it's one of those reads that certainly if you want some insight to the beautiful black sisters we know, it'd be a good pickup for you gentlemen who remain confused often when we hang up that telephone. Otherwise, ladies, thank you so very much, and tell your other two co-authors from us, congratulations and good luck with the book.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Adrian Carter and Tracy High are two of the authors of the new novel, Fab.